The rest of the story. Harold Gray was born and reared on a farm near Kankakee, Illinois. An excellent student through high school, he went on to Purdue University. He graduated in 1917, World War I. Harold enlisted in the Army. He served as a bayonet instructor. He was promoted to second lieutenant. After the war, he went to work for the Chicago Tribune. Now, why in the world would an all-man, young man, with a promising future, why would he consider a sex change? Well, that is the rest of the story. 1924. At the age of 30, Harold Gray seriously considered a sex change. Not for himself, but for Otto. For Otto. Since 1921, Harold had been a member of the Chicago Tribune Art Department. There he had produced the lettering for a comic strip called The Gumps. But Harold wanted to strike out on his own, so he invented a cartoon character, Otto. Now, Harold had never attended art school, though his Tribune apprenticeship qualified him to handle a comic strip layout. During the summer of 1924, the aspiring solo cartoonist took a few sketches and a storyboard to the editor of the New York Daily News, and the editor took one look at Otto and liked him. But there was a problem, something barely definable. The editor took a second, a harder look, and then he pegged it. Otto was effeminate. The editor's observation startled Hal Gray. Now the cartoonist found himself studying his own artwork more closely. Otto did indeed seem a bit feminine. Of course, the subtle change could be corrected. Otto could be drawn to appear more masculine. But again, the editor objected. No, Gray had been on the right track. He had simply not gone far enough. Why not make Otto ultimately feminine? A complete sex change. The editor further suggested that the heading of the strip be altered to accommodate the metamorphosis of its central character. Gray had been flirting with the title of a James Whitcomb Riley poem. Now that Otto was a she, the title could be used verbatim. And that is how it happened. Within months of its debut, November 2, 1924, Gray's comic strip was a coast-to-coast syndicated smash success. As the serialized stories developed, threads of violence laced them together. Gray's cartoon became the object of controversy because of one episode which glorified hoodlums. 30 newspapers suspended that comic strip, and yet Harold Gray knew what his readers wanted, and they made him many times a millionaire. He perpetuated his creation personally for 45 years until the day he died. Well, you have long since forgotten that the comic strip title was borrowed from James Whitcomb Riley, and you never knew until right now that the heroine began as a hero. For the cartoon character with whom you fell in love, oh yes you did, first in the funnies and then on the stage, that cartoon character was creatively transformed more than half a century ago, subjected to pre-publication pen and ink surgery by artist Harold Gray, and in this way, little orphan Otto became little orphan Annie. And now you know the rest of the story.